listeners. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And wow, so long, July. July's gone.
That's right, it's August.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always feel like August is a harsh month.
August is?
Yeah.
How come?
It's like the summer is just like laughing in your face. It's almost over with.
It is. It's laughing.
It's almost holiday time.
Oh, don't do that. You know what I'm really tired of?
Yeah.
I go on my Facebook page every day.
And the countdown to Christmas.
100 and something days.
Well, it's probably less than that now.
Last time I looked, and somebody posted again, and I'm about tired of it.
You know what's really triggering? When they do, like, how many Saturdays till?
Till, yeah, it's not enough.
Or how many Mondays to? Yeah. It's not enough.
It's not enough.
I feel like people do that to trigger people on purpose. Like,
yeah, I'm triggered.
Yeah, I pick that up.
I'm always triggered. Like, I'll be looking and someone's like, is this many days till Thanksgiving? Well, some of us age in November.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Is that why you're triggered by
Yeah, some of us aren't ready to let go of our 21st birthday.
Oh, wait.
Though I am ready to play a special song for my 22nd.
Oh, yeah. Feeling 22.
Don't reveal it.
Oh, okay.
You just said it, didn't
did
you?
I? Oh, stop. Yeah.
That's okay. When I turn 23, there's another song for that.
Okay. There's a song for every number, isn't there?
And from her?
Oh, well, probably. When you've been all the ages, you might as well now.
So when you hit your 30s.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't write any songs for us.
And that's her age.
I know.
Does that bother you?
No, not really.
Okay.
30s are the age of...
Not caring.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Maybe that's just you.
I feel like she doesn't either. I don't know if that's everybody else,
but okay. We'll go for that.
I feel like Tay-Tay didn't care either.
Nuh-uh.
Not that we're going soft on her.
No.
Yeah.
She did release new... tour dates for her Eras tour in the North America. So,
and, of course, the rumors of the Taylor versions of Reputation in 1989.
Oh, not that we care.
Not that we know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something exclusive.
Yeah.
But it's August, guys. Mm-hmm. You know, last leg of summer, right before school.
Oh.
You know, for you, that would be true. Right before you start back at school.
Yep.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah,
you're gonna take this school year by the horns, and
I didn't know what you were gonna say. Yeah,
you're gonna take it, and you're gonna rock it. You're gonna rock it school year off.
Yeah, wow, that was nice.
That's right,
lead teacher style.
That's right. I'm a builder up.
Thank you.
Yeah,
don't take me down.
I don't tear people down. No. Never.
No. We do not do that on this bowl.
No. We're inspirational leaders.
We are. We're here for only the enjoyment.
That's right.
Yeah.
And to laugh at your falls.
Yep.
But yeah, August is here. I'm digging it more than I usually am.
Really?
I feel like...
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If your birthday's in August, this is no offense to you.
Okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and say
that.
And
here comes the tear down.
It's not September.
Tear it down.
Okay.
Oh, don't even
get me started on September. But no, I'm not even going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Or March babies. God, I think they're so great.
Yes, they're not.
They're not.
Maybe
nobody really
best.
Gives two craps.
Okay.
No offense.
Oh, okay.
But September is a while away. And August is here. I feel like August babies, like, they walk around thinking they're great.
It's because the Taylor Swift song.
Yeah. August.
August
slipped away.
Here's my thing about how I feel the summer's going to... I just feel like the summer's going to end with, like, a big explosion.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm just loving it. Like, in a good way or
good
a bad way?
Good way. Good explosion.
Okay, good.
Yeah, like if you're looking for something to do before the summer,
tell them, Katie, tell them.
You should be going to the Garner Performing Arts on August 10th,
yes,
11th, and
12th.
Oh, I told you I'd come with those dates.
Very good.
Times on 10th and 11th is at 8 p.m. show of the High School Musical Junior.
Yes,
done by the teens and the Garner Town Players.
Yes,
I don't know why that took me so long.
And the children.
And the children.
Yeah.
Which you are helping me.
I am the game. I was the game person.
You're the game operator.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
She gives them to me and I get to do free range games. Appropriate stuff.
We should probably do a little context for that.
Yeah, sorry, that sounded a little weird.
Yeah. But I called you a camp counselor when
I think that's what I am. I don't know.
You're
camp
leader.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
Yeah, camp leader in the game.
Yeah. Well, there's only one of them.
Yeah, only one.
Yeah.
Mm. Couldn't deal with two of you. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there is also a showing on August 12th. There's a 2 p.m. matinee and an 8 p.m. afternoon closeout.
That's right. Last show.
That's right.
You guys know you want to come. Like, have you ever seen a Garden Performing Arts show?
It's like professional.
It's like Broadway Wishes.
The Town Players of Garner.
Like we've said, it's Garner Town Players and then Broadway. And Come on.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you don't want to miss it.
That's right.
Because I think, it's going to be a great show. It's High School Musical. Who doesn't love High School?
High School Musical? It can kick your season off and get you ready for school.
That's right.
Yeah, it forget your troubles. I know. Yeah. Right?
We just recently watched High School Musical.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And it makes me so happy.
I don't want to go into why the first one is not my favorite.
Okay, well, you don't have
to. But I will. I do not like the first one.
You don't like the first one?
It's okay. Yeah. Like, it launched it off. Like, I know everyone loved it.
Yeah.
I watched it because of Zac Efron.
I think it's a miracle, though, we got through the entire movie.
Yeah.
And our TV didn't break.
Oh, because Zac Efron.
Oh, my Lord.
He is yummy.
I
love him.
Okay.
I love him, too. I only agreed 15-year-old Libby, 15-year-old Katie.
15-year-old Libby, though, was
only agreed to watch it because I walked by and I thought, oh, is that that guy?
Who's that boy?
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
I actually watched him in Summerland.
Yeah.
But my triggering point for High School Musical is that is not Zac Efron singing.
Here we go.
It's the guy that was originally casted as Zac Efron. If you didn't know this.
Fun fact. Here we go. Oh, did you know I was going to do it?
Did the tour.
He did the... Oh, come on!
Yeah. It's my rant.
I had a friend.
Technically my rant.
Or a friend's mom or a friend's aunt, I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
That brought back photos of the tour.
But
didn't take me on the tour.
Yeah.
And I'm not sour about it.
No, clearly not.
Now, that's if you would have asked, like, 7-year-old Libby,
she was sitting
there looking at the photo like, why do I have a photo? Why wasn't I there?
Yeah, it was a real bummer for me. I was like, no one wants to see the tour with the other guy.
Yeah, because every single original cast member, every single one of you.
Including the one that was originally casted as Troy.
Troy was on tour.
Zach. You lost me with that one. Zac Efron doesn't sing till the second High School Musical.
Yeah, that's his real voice. And the third one.
Never forget
the third one.
Oh, I don't. I like the third one, too. I like all the ones where he's singing.
So, my favorite...
Because he's a better voice than the other
Yeah, day. Because my favorite song of all, like, don't come for me.
Bet on It.
Bet on It. Let me tell you.
It is a jam.
I sat and watched it, and I remember thinking,
how many times did you watch the music video of it?
Well, we recorded it.
100 times.
I recorded. You know, I was talking to somebody.
About?
And she was talking about how, you know, before recording. Yeah. There was just, you had to watch it live.
Yeah, remember those days?
Woo!
Whoa, the children now couldn't
never understand.
Right? They can't even stand a commercial for about
5 seconds.
Let alone
having to watch it live. Like, you had to be like, wait, I'm going to wait for commercial break to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, they're constantly yelling to skip that ad when it's on YouTube.
Yeah, and it's like, you have no idea.
You have no idea what we had to live through.
You never understand. The glorious moment that you turned it on at the right moment.
Okay.
You didn't miss the beginning episode or scene or whatever.
You had to arrive at the time it premiered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? We did. At High School Musical, the family movie night on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
You'll never know. You'll never know.
You'll never know those.
You never get to experience it. And I hate it for you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I don't anymore.
Well, now I
do. I never want to look back.
I'm being a bit of, like, redundant here because I kind of don't mind it.
I love to toss it in a lot of people's face. Like, they're like, oh, I love Downton Abbey. Well, I watched it when it premiered.
Came on. Okay. Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm not a Netflix kid. I actually watched it when it came on.
That's right.
Not that I'm superior.
No, don't be.
No, never. No. But I did.
But you should. Go to the Garner Performing Arts website and get your tickets now.
Because you can
get your tickets now.
Yeah, or go to the house and go get them there.
That's right.
That's right. And you should enjoy. It's going to be so great. I'm so excited.
We all are in this together.
Oh. I also went looking for my old High School Musical shirt.
Yeah, did you find it?
We'll find out.
To be continued. Yeah, to
we'll
be continued.
If you...
Can I just say...
Okay.
That with me doing the kids...
Yeah.
It's very different for me because I've not known them. Like, I've seen
them. It's also age groups you're not used to working with.
Nope.
Like, little or teens. That's all you're used to.
I know. I loved saying that to someone. And they were like, oh, wow, that's quite different.
Oh, it's different.
It is different.
I guarantee you it's different.
Because you've worked with this age group I'm with.
Yeah, I prefer these age groups.
Yeah, you like them more.
Yeah.
They're a little funner.
They're a little funner. They understand things. Mm-hmm. More importantly, they go to the bathroom by themselves.
They do.
That I live for.
Yeah, I live for that. I don't usually have that because 2-year-olds, yeah. they sometimes go potty everywhere else. Or on your Doc Martens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not that I'm triggered. That happened or anything.
No.
Or you're teenagers and you are rude.
Yeah.
No offense to teenagers.
No. Not all teenagers
but
are.
Sometimes
but
you are little turd blobs.
Okay.
That was a funny word to say.
Was it?
Made it up in my head. Thought I would say it.
Mm-mm. Isn't that how most things happen for you?
Yes, I know. Okay. But I do want to say, mm-hmm. you know, kids do say the darndest things.
They do, don't
they?
They
do.
You gotta love them.
I told you I'm going to share a little tidbit.
I love it, too.
I know.
I love it when you tell me that before I turn the mic on. Love it.
I know you do. But so the little kids that I have, there's like a middle-aged group, and mm-hmm. they're like, they're not quite 10, and they're not 9 yet,
mm-hmm.
But they're like 8 and 7. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really know. So if our director's listening right now,
yeah, you don't.
She knows. I don't.
Knows. Yeah.
Let's just remember that, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if she's listening. I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah.
But.
Move along.
But this middle group, they just have some funny little characters
they
in them.
They do, don't they?
And one of the little girls in this group particularly,
mm-hmm.
we play a game called the Wink Murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that. If you're sitting in the audience.
And they're yelling.
And you're like, she's dead.
You.
She's dead. You're dead. There's body.
Yeah.
It sounds.
Yeah,
it sounds
a little
odd. Because
you
sit sometimes out there and you listen to it.
It sounds a little odd sometimes.
Or like I'll yell, there's dropping bodies everywhere.
Yeah.
It probably sounds weird.
It does.
But it makes sense in the game.
Yeah, sure.
It's all fun
in
games.
Yeah.
Somebody.
No one's walked back there to check, so you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one thinks you're actually.
Nobody needs to come back.
Killing anybody by a wink, so you're okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so one of the little girls who, you know, got accused with me, we mm-hmm. were in jail, which is just a piano area.
Okay.
And so she looked over at me and she said, too bad. Too bad. I gotta say it in her voice, you know?
Okay.
Too bad you didn't die. I was going to drain you of all your blood.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And the first time that said to you, you do kind of have like a whoa, you know? But then you're like, I think she's saying it for shock value.
Yeah, I do too. I also think maybe she should start watching Saul.
Right?
Because
then her next words were me, that she was going to cut me open.
Okay.
And I'm going to take all your body parts out.
Okay.
Now, I did get her back because
yeah.
I did say, how are you going to be cutting me open? And then I said back to her, I'm going to cut you open. And then she looked at me and she was like, you can't cut me open. I'm cutting you open. And I was like, let's not cut each other open at all. And she's like, I got it.
Especially the body parts part because you don't have to cut anybody open.
How is she going to cut me open if I'm cutting her open? But then she's cutting me open, cutting her open.
But she's also taking out your body parts, and your body parts are on the outside.
And draining me of blood.
Yeah,
she didn't know what organs were, because I told her that.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know what that is.
That's what you take out. Not body parts, because they're on the outside.
Because the next day, she did tell me she was going to suck my soul out. And I was like,
okay.
You know, you could react. I learned that if you don't react and kind of look at her for a few seconds,
yeah.
it didn't work anymore.
Yeah, children are funny about those kind of things. A lot of things is
there's always one kid.
Yeah.
There's one kid. That you're kind of like, okay.
I know. I love sometimes that children say things
mm-hmm.
and their parents are like, are they just the sweetest?
And you're like, oh.
And then you're like,
Are they?
Maybe you should turn The Exorcist off for them so they're not watching that. You know, or maybe they've watched too many Ghostbusters. I don't know, the sucking the soul thing.
That seems
too conjuring.
I don't know
me.
What she was going to do. She's either going to drain me in my blood, cut me open, or she's going to suck my soul. I was a little confused. I was like, what are
she's
you doing?
She's a multitasker.
Yeah.
That is, both horrifying for adulthood for her and just
for me.
Worrisome.
Yeah.
It's a good thing it's only a few hours.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think she really was going
to
do it.
What
I don't know.
That leads me to wonder, what did she tell her teacher at school?
I'm going to eat you.
Like, what kind of games are we playing on the playground, kids?
Yeah, what are we doing? You ever seen those shirts? At, sometimes you go to Spencer's.
Yeah.
There's, like, a wall of, like, these shirts that they're, like,
oh, yeah.
Ooh, like, inappropriate shirts. Yes, there are those.
There are those, but there's also the funny
Santanic,
ones.
Santanic, yeah. This kid reminds me of one of
those
shirts.
It's, like, it looks like one of those school board message things.
Yeah, like, be safe, kids. But
like,
it says, I'm gonna suck your soul.
Yeah, it does. And then there's one of, like, swimming, and it's, like, a shark eating, like, a boogie board that a kid's on, and it says, oh, swimming is fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's one of those kids that I know would be on those shirts.
Definitely.
Yeah,
because
she kind of looks at me with like a grimace, and then
crazy.
I look at her like
crazy eyes.
What are you doing?
What's happening, honey?
I don't know. Lucky for her, I'm not scared of those things.
No. Life is more horrifying it than is. You, honey.
You'll and the wish, first time.
You'll wish someone had sucked your soul out by the time you get to life.
You wish somebody would have cut you open. You know?
But with all that being said.
Yes, Katie.
The summer is almost over.
That's right.
We closed it out, and with that, we closed out an MCU show.
We did!
We're going to do a breakdown and a spoiler review of Secret Invasions.
Why are you so sad?
I'm sad because I was really looking forward to this show. Okay. And I love an MCU show.
Yeah.
And I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. You guys out there are thinking, well, the MCU hasn't been doing the great. Pulse. And think about your life for a moment.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, there has been some
stinkers.
Not so good ones, been I would booties. Say.
Okay.
I was, what? Did you some just duties. Been in booties?
Booties or duties? Well, duties to come out of booties.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say there have been some stinkers. I don't know why you all didn't like Ant-Man and Wasp and the Quantumania.
Yeah, really, you know what? I poop on a lot.
I haven't figured that one out.
Yeah.
And there was Guardians 3, which is a terrific movie.
Which, not a sponsor, but it's on Disney Plus. Just hit Disney Plus.
Yeah, and so go watch it now.
Yes.
And then go check out our review of it.
Not a sponsor.
No, but we could be.
We could
be. Maybe. Probably not by the end of this.
No.
So with the MCU, they have, of course, now TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
This TV show of Secret Invasion, I probably would... Well, I'll get to my ranking on it.
But go ahead.
Very first MCU TV show was WandaVision.
Yes.
Okay, then there was Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Loki.
Yes.
And then there was What If. Hawkeye.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Then there was Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
She-Hulk.
Okay.
Halloween special.
Right.
And then the Guardians holiday special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Secret Invasion was supposed to hit. Earlier on.
Yeah.
It kept getting postponed. Mm-hmm. Moved around.
Right.
Okay, that panicked a lot of people. Didn't really panic me, because earlier on, WandaVision was supposed to be a third ranked.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was supposed to come before even Loki, right?
Loki was supposed to be first.
Yeah.
Falcon and Winter Soldier, then WandaVision.
Yeah.
So they had to reroute that thing. Now, that was, I believe, done because WandaVision was done mostly on a stage.
Yes. And it could be, yeah.
Yeah. The computer stuff was not as ornate because if you've watched WandaVision, you know that she starts off kind of like a TV series.
Yeah, kind of.
And it's not as ornate.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved her to the front, therefore starting off.
I think the only one that came out in the appropriate time was Hawkeye, right?
Yes, Hawkeye was mid-slotted for Christmas.
You could tell. It was good, yeah.
Now, if you were to press me over which MCU... And I would include Secret Invasion now in this title.
Mm-hmm.
My top three have not changed.
My top three have not changed.
Okay.
Either.
No. Not at all. So Secret Invasion started with episode one, which was Resurrection.
Yes.
Okay. Secret Invasion was a very popular Marvel comic book series.
You have some of them, right? Yes. Yeah. Because I remember seeing the ones with all of the different people that they you know,
took copied. Over. Yeah. And so, Secret Invasion was a comic book series that came out, comic book storyline that came out in 08 and ran to 09.
It's not really that old.
No. And it took place in many comic books. Mm-hmm. And the whole purpose of it was that the Skrulls, who were first introduced, the very first Skrull in a comic book was the Fantastic Four second comic.
Yes.
1962, a Skrull is introduced. And it's a super Skrull, and it absorbs all the powers of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
That's a very introduction. The very first introduction of a Skrull is they are bad guys.
I was going to say, that's when they fight the Fantastic Four.
They are introduced throughout the series, and they're always a bad guy. Well, then it led to Secret Invasion, which was a big, 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 big comic book series. Probably, I would say, next to Civil War, one of Marvel's best
comic books. Yeah, I agree.
And this took place, and they took over the Skrulls slowly but surely. Were, you know, our superheroes, were our politicians. They had taken them over.
Yeah, and we slowly could not, you know, you couldn't trust the superhero, trust anybody. You couldn't do that. Because I think, if I'm correct, Elektra was actually posed
as the head Skrull.
Yeah.
The Queen Skrull, I guess. Well, maybe she was the head and the Queen Skrull was someone else. Maybe the Queen Skrull was Spider-Woman.
I was going to say, because Spider-Woman was also one as well.
And so they were introduced as bad guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, then MCU decides, hey, we're going to put them in the show. Mm-hmm. Or in the movies.
Right.
And the very first introduction we have to the MCU of Skrulls is Captain Marvel.
Yes. Okay,
in 2019, Captain Marvel comes out. This is before Endgame. Mm-hmm. She comes out. And she introduces Skrulls. Well, they flip the script.
Yes.
And they change the Skrulls to more of like a place that the Kree have taken over and tried to wipe out.
Right.
And the Kree are the blue people. Mm-hmm. That's what Yondu is. Captain Marvel was with them.
Yeah.
And they've kind of decided to wipe out the Skrulls. Well, that's because they've tried to convince the Skrulls are bad, but it turns out it's not.
Right.
Now, this decision to do this with the Skrulls is my number one problem with Secret Invasion.
I can see
the show.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it's very complicated when you're trying to do a show and convince me of something that in 2019 in Captain Marvel you weren't doing.
Right. Okay? Exactly. And also, you're flipping it and you're saying, oh, well, it's in the movie, it's not like the comics. But then you want it to be like the comics because the comics are so interesting.
Sometimes you sacrifice needing to put a message over to your long thing of a story plot.
Yeah.
Okay? Which the long point of the MCU story plot was to take the Skrulls, and they were supposed to be an underlining big baddie.
Right.
After Thanos.
Because they're
that's just a basic point here, guys.
Yeah, no, it's real.
That's just basic.
I think what's annoying that
bad storytelling. Not with Phase 5, with the very beginning, because we think we're so smart and we're so cool.
Right.
2019, Captain Marvel.
I think what's annoying just is saying. The Skrulls, if you know the comics and you know you've watched Secret Invasion, hopefully. The superpower.
Spoiling. We're going to be spoiling.
Skrulls have such a cool, to me, always has been, superpower to be able to mimic a human being or a superhero.
Yeah.
I mean, everything.
They could be anything. In fact, Talos, who is the Skrull that is a good guy in Captain Marvel, helps Nick Fury.
Yes.
He literally says they can be a cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can emulate anything. Mm-hmm. Okay, there was a real big draw to me of we could have made them kind of like a Star Trek-y bad guy.
Right.
Yeah, like the Romulans or the Klingons. Mm-hmm. And we just dropped the ball on there.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were all thinking.
I don't know. No. I don't know what Marvel was doing. That.
You weren't thinking at all because you were thinking, oh, we're going to be a big message here. Well, you didn't think long term.
You also weren't
storyline.
Right? And you also, I think what's annoying right now about Marvel.
Make another message in another movie over something else.
That makes sense because the message here is not making sense because it's kind of making things weird because you want a message. But your message is lost because it's not about something real. And Marvel MCU, particularly.
Let's try to make a
message.
Real.
Now, you can have that message, but it's ridiculous about something, Kree that's not, they're not real.
Yeah, when you want the Skrulls to be your bad guy, you need to establish it early on.
And you can't have a message when they're bad guys.
No.
You can't do that. Do it with something else that is going to make a message.
We also see the Skrulls again in Spider-Man No Way Home.
When Spider-Man finally returns after poofing.
Yes, we figure out that Nick Fury and Maria Hill in that movie particularly were not who we thought they were.
No.
And then in one...
Spoiler!
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I just want to say, this one is like so much full of spoilers. Like, if you've not watched it yet, you need to go and watch it.
Yeah, and then you can get angry too.
Yeah.
And then we see it again in WandaVision, which is never mentioned in the show.
No. That's right!
Yeah, at the end, the Skrull comes and gets Monica.
Because someone in the sky, and we know it's Nick Fury, wants to talk to her.
Yeah. Now, there's no inclination is Secret Invasion in between WandaVision? No. Is Secret Invasion after WandaVision?
Yeah.
What is happening here? Where was Monica in Secret Invasion?
What was the reason?
I don't know.
I think that's what I was waiting for. Like, there's a moment in this...
That you just wanted to see Monica come
back. Yeah, I just wanted Monica.
Well, that doesn't, because we're led to episode one, which is Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this episode is called this, other than Nick Fury lands.
Yeah, because...
Back on Earth.
Because we have a death.
Yeah,
that
we have...
That is not resurrected.
No. It actually turns out Maria Hill is chasing, or following, Agent Ross.
Yes.
Okay, well, Agent Ross is from Black Panther. He was in Wakanda Forever. Mm-hmm. He was in Civil War.
Yeah.
He's from all those. He was Bilbo. Okay.
But little did we know,
he's been a Skrull.
The whole time!
No, we don't know that, because this episode doesn't clarify it.
Does it doesn't. So I just automatically, what really annoys me
is that he gets shot, and he's a Skrull? You're just going to leave me on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm open still. I'm like, okay, we've got
doesn't it break one, your two, heart?
Three, four, five more episodes.
Yeah, doesn't it break your heart to know that if he was a Skrull the whole time,
yeah,
that he doesn't know T'Challa died?
Yeah, it does.
He doesn't know that
yeah.
Stark died. It's just like yeah. a whole, it really,
it's a whole breakdown.
Oh, blooming now hurts whole me so here. Much more.
Yeah. Okay, well, so Nick Fury lands down, and I don't understand the tone in this series. Mm. He lands down, and are we happy he's back? Are we not happy he's back? Why was he gone so long?
I was happy.
Mental breakdown? Yeah. I don't know what. There's no tone set here.
Yeah, we don't know.
Because
we?
We're led to two, and everyone's kind of miffed at him.
Yeah.
But no one wants to tell him to his face.
So two is actually my favorite episode?
Oh, well, two's the one where Maria Hill dies.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Promises, right?
Yeah, Promises. How'd you know?
I just know. Because I did my research.
I mean, here we are. We've actually liked Maria Hill. She's yeah. been good. We're thinking, oh.
See, we haven't even been with her.
No, this is episode two. Yeah. Maria Hill, oh, we're thinking this is her arc.
She is this a Skrull. Is That's what you're thinking, though.
Well, she's possible.
Pama, real blood.
Yeah.
It's a bloody show.
Well, there's a lot of violence in the show and no purpose. It's like, we're going hardcore violent.
We're shooting left and right.
Whoa.
But we have a message.
Nobody was like, pause.
Wait a minute.
Does this story make any sense to you?
Why did she die?
What did she die for?
To
implicate Fury is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because then we're introduced to this bad guy. What was his name?
I don't know.
Krog.
No, it's not.
I can't even remember.
You know what his name is?
Bad Ken. Skrull.
Oh.
Bad Skrull. Ken. He's Ken. He's Ken 2?
Ken 2.
He's Beach Ken's best friend.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Ken. And Ken is our bad guy. Yes. Never met him before. Don't know why.
But he has a vengeance.
Against Nick Fury.
Yeah.
This is interesting to me.
It's getting good.
Because he wants to implicate, he wants to make the United States go to war. Why?
We
because
don't.
Because he hates humans. Okay. Well,
Which, in the comics.
That can make sense.
I get that. Well, me too. Girl, okay. Let's go.
Yeah, humans stink.
Suck. Oh, okay. Wow. That okay. too. And I'm one of them.
Yeah.
And I think what's annoying about this
is Maria Hill dies.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And I'm going to tell you. After Maria Hill's death, I can't move past it.
It's gone. Did you love that?
What'd she die for? Why did you kill
what
Maria
Hill?
What
was the reason? So here's my thing.
Yeah?
Is when he came in
yeah.
and he was like, yeah, I want war. I want war.
I just
want
to kill everybody.
I want to kill them all. Humans, specifically.
Yeah.
That is so much like, well, I thought, oh, we're going down the comic phase.
Yeah.
Because, see, what Skrulls are meant for is to infest and make us
out.
Turn against each other.
And then take over.
And then take over the Earth.
It's really a basic thing. And this show has a struggle war back and forth and back and forth.
It wants to
bad,
do that.
Good, bad, good, bad, good.
Bad is good, good is bad. I don't know.
They don't know. They don't know in how they finish the show.
No.
And then you've got Talos's daughter.
Yes.
Kala? Nala?
No.
Gala?
Everything she's from Game of Thrones. And Solo, fun fact.
Yeah, she is.
And
she's the daughter. I heard a lot
Me Before
of,
You.
Yeah, Me Before You.
I know a lot of movies she's in. The Christmas movie that she's
yeah,
in too.
Last
Jolly
Christmas.
Jolly Wally.
No. Did you just say Jolly Wally? It's Last Christmas. It's based on the song.
That's what I was gonna say. That's my favorite Christmas.
Jolly Wally?
That
was what you were gonna say. Yes. My favorite Christmas song is Jolly Wally. Never gonna let that go. Never.
Put that on.
Jolly Wally.
Wally.
It was
Where
already...
was I going? Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know.
Is what annoyed me?
Yeah.
Was she came in?
What wasn't annoying?
That was annoying. But also Rhodey is in this one.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is Rhodey's deal?
Rhodey is a little turd blossom. My favorite scene though in this whole season.
Yeah.
Is the reason episode 2 is my favorite. Is Rhodey uh-huh. and Nick Fury are sitting at a table alone okay. with each yeah. other. And this is the first time Nick and Rhodey have been back together.
And I know instantly in sitting there with Rhodey, he's not Rhodey.
No, he's poopy. He's not very nice.
He doesn't even sound like Rhodey.
No!
But we don't find out about this. Mm-mm. And of course, Maria Hill has the shortest funeral I've ever seen given to a character that's been in since The Avengers, the original one, 2012. And the mom comes up to Nick Fury. And yes, of course I know this is like a Jaws simulation thing with Sheriff Brody and the Kittner boy's mom.
Yeah.
But it's not good.
It's not.
That's good. This is not good.
Yeah.
She's not even that mad at Nick Fury. I would be mad.
Right? Like, I'd be
like... She should have slapped him. I waited for any moment for her to slap him. And she didn't slap him one time.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. Because
he's Nick Fury cool.
And I would have been like, you know
what? And let me tell you what. I was thrilled over the series because I was thrilled over Nick Fury getting his own series. I love the way Samuel L. Jackson plays this character.
I love Samuel Jackson.
And he plays it, and it's such... I have such a love-hate
with this show. So that's my thing?
Show. Love, hate.
So here's my thing.
I love it, and yet I despise it.
I wish I could defend it, because I love the way this undertone of the show is. I love the Skrulls. I remember reading your comics when it came out.
Yeah, it was cool. It was great.
I love, because see, they had done in the comics where they did this full TV thing that I think it's Nick Fury looking at the TV
screen. Yeah, they're like all looking at the screens.
And all these different politicians and presidents were all Skrulls.
Yes.
And there were also famous people that were Skrulls, and it was like, whoa. Yeah,
there was like a TV screen, and there were like real politicians. Like, there was Obama, there was McCain, there was Oprah.
Yes.
It was like, there was someone else. There was the Late Late Night Show.
Yes, there was Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
there was so many.
And we were like to believe, oh my gosh, are these people Skrulls?
And it was so cool. Whereas this did not take that, and I think that made me so angry.
Flatlined at it. Yes. Flatlined.
It would have been so cool if they would have gotten celebrities and been like, oh my gosh, that's a Skrull.
Yeah.
And like shown Skrulls, which was the way it was in comics, taking over their lives.
And then episode three is Betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
So the Skrulls feel betrayed by Nick Fury because he did use them.
He used them.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. Yeah. They were used. Okay.
We feel that.
Also find out that Nick Fury's been married this whole time.
Yeah, but we knew it.
In Captain America Winter Soldier, he says, my wife kicked me out tonight.
Yes, and Captain America says...
I didn't know you were married.
And he says, well, I am.
Yeah.
And then he says something else.
And we're like... Well, that couldn't have been true. No, it was true.
It's real, y'all.
It was real.
He's been married the whole time.
To a Skrull.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really wanted. Knowing Nick Fury and his wife had been married for a long while.
And Skrull human babies?
Yes! I would have loved for Nick Fury. Maybe Nick Fury does. Maybe and we just don't know about
and
it.
And they're hidden?
And it's what the is, bad guy.
What is a Skrull human baby?
Wouldn't that have been so... What? What's a Skrull human baby?
Like, can they just shapeshift?
Well, I wanted to see what a Skrull woman.
Are they always a Skrull?
Yeah. I wanted to see a Skrull woman pregnant.
Why?
Just love that.
I think we did in Captain Marvel.
Not pregnant.
I think so.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
But well, Monica sure we is did. Best friends with a Skrull.
Well, yes.
Well, obviously, because they can make you babies. Chick.
No, Monica... Is friends with them?
With the Game of Thrones! Game of Thrones! That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I know her name, Gala, Tala. I just can't remember.
I don't think you're saying it right. But keep on trying.
It's I'm something. Not it. It'll click sooner or later when the podcast is over.
Yeah, when it's Tala.
Tala? No. Her dad's name is Talos. Which is the only one I can remember.
That's not right.
Because he's the only one I like.
Yeah, I really like him.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is all well and good. And then Rhodey pops up again. I know you are a Skrull, Rhodey. I'm yelling it at the screen by now.
Because Rhodey's not very nice.
There's just some odd filming going on. Okay? And then 4 happens, Beloved, which actually turns out to kind of be one of my favorites.
See, you have a favorite episode? Yeah!
Where it is finally revealed.
But there's a death in one of these episodes, right?
Yeah.
Which one? Is it the
5th one?
Yeah. You know which one dies?
Yeah, Talos.
Yeah.
Yeah, he dies too. For nothing!
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, it's not for nothing.
Yeah. His daughter basically feels like it is.
He was protecting the president.
Well, yeah. But his daughter basically tells Nick Fury nothing. For nothing.
For nothing. Yeah. Well, she was right.
Yeah, well, for a cruddy show, that's what it was.
Yeah.
4, but before we get to 5, there's 4, Beloved, which I do like.
Yeah.
finally, Rhodey is revealed as a Skrull. Why it took one, hey, two, three, four? Hey, but
it's a girl.
Four?
It's a girl squirrel.
That's so rude. It sounds like you said girl squirrel.
I know if I say that.
Skrull.
She was just jamming in the shower.
Yeah.
She gets out like, she
comes across as bitter.
Yeah, she's a little angry.
Yeah, I think she's mad at Nick Fury for making her be Rhodey.
Mm. Okay.
Because she doesn't come across like a military
You're
chick.
Saying she wanted a woman.
Yeah. Okay. I think she wanted to be someone more fun.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah. No, maybe more funner.
Oh, Wanda.
Yeah. Mantis.
Mantis?
Yeah. She wanted to be someone funner. I don't know.
That's
yeah.
a dangerous power yeah. with that.
I was going to say Wonder Woman. Wrong
world. Wrong universe. Give me your Marvel
No,
card.
Definitely not Give giving you my me. Marvel card. Yes. No. How many times on a podcast have you said Spider-Man?
Batman.
Meant Spider-Man but said Batman. How many times? I never came out with Wonder Woman on here
it's
at all.
True. You almost
but
said
she
it.
But she wanted to be a fun gal.
I
got that.
But she got Rhodey.
And
ain't nothing wrong with that.
She's bitter about it, though.
What a turd.
So what did she do? She makes Rhodey look like a piece of junk.
And mouthy and rude to Nick.
I'm really mad about this, and I'll get into it later.
Okay.
I'll rant about that along with everything else in this whole series.
Right.
Because I haven't ranted at all yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, Rhodey. Why Rhodey? Why did we pick on him?
Right!
So he's supposedly getting a movie.
Yes!
It started off as a show, and now it's going to be a movie. Mm-hmm. Armor Wars. Mm-hmm. I was really excited about this. Until this, till this
now.
Show. Till Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
I was really excited.
Yeah.
And I thought Secret Invasion was going to pump me up.
Pump it up!
No.
Wrong. Because we knew Rhodey was going to be in the series.
Yeah, so Harvest,
mm-hmm.
this happens,
yeah.
And Talos dies in Beloved,
mm-hmm.
and we're dealt with the aftermath of it, which is kind of nothing.
Yeah.
Kind of
nothing.
I don't know what happens in this other than Nick Fury gets the president off safely,
mm-hmm.
and then he comes up with a plan, and we're not really told what this plan is. I just want to say that episodes 5 and 6 are the worst edited stuff I've ever seen.
They're bad, aren't they?
There are so many missing pieces in this show.
Yeah.
That I don't know. On the editing floor.
Oh, and the queen from the crown is on this.
Yes, she is the British intelligence
There
officer.
We go. Got you.
Okay, she was in episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
She had a cool start.
Yes.
Thought that was cool, her and Nick Fury.
Having a little bit of a feud.
I don't know what they were. Were they enemies? Frenemies?
Lovers?
No.
Because he's got a wife.
He's got a wife the whole time.
He's got a Skrull wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's my thing about her.
Okay.
She was casted, and her character in the comics, male character.
Yes.
Okay.
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 So you recast her. You cast her as one of the queens from the crown.
We get that.
Cool. She's casted to go against Valentina, who's in the USA division.
Yes.
That's all.
That's it.
That's the whole purpose here.
That's
We've
all
introduced her, and boom, she'll be somewhere in Thunderbolts and Valentina.
Yeah.
Elaine from Seinfeld, if
yes.
you don't know who that is.
That's right.
Is the USA one, and they'll butt heads.
Wow.
Real.
But you gotta get her in there fast.
Yeah, so you put her in the crappiest edited show ever.
In random spots.
Random spots.
Yeah.
I think they thought that was quirky.
They're like, oh, look, we are British.
Look, the British intelligence officer, she just pops
She's
up.
She's here.
She knows how to get around.
Yeah.
Okay.
And talk fast.
How? And sassy. She's sassy.
We love that.
And then she talks to Nick Fury like she doesn't
She's
like him.
She's rude sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm really tired of in this show?
What was with the hate with Nick
Being
Fury?
Being rude to Nick Fury.
And why did he stay up in space?
Because of everyone being rude to him.
Why? And you know what? I think we've all asked ourselves these mm-hmm. same questions during all these shows.
Yeah.
Why? Where are our answers? Why do you keep Marvel? MCU.
So bad.
There is such a long list of unanswered questions. It's just getting ridiculous.
And where was Captain Marvel?
She is never around when we need her.
No.
This is
Do we
true.
Need to talk about Infinity War? Do we
end game? You mean
about?
Well, she showed up at the end game, but we all know who the greatest Avenger is.
Who?
And I'm just going to tell you this right now.
Here we go.
I'm going to end this Marvel debate
right
here,
now.
Right now. Captain
Marvel is not the strongest
Avenger. Okay, I don't even know if that girl's an Avenger. Is she?
Fun fact: Who
is she?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it because she works with Nick Fury?
No.
She didn't fight in Avengers.
But she fought alongside them. She didn't
fight
them.
In Avengers Ultron.
But she helped go find Thanos in Endgame.
Okay, after it was over with.
Yeah, because she's late a lot. No offense.
The strongest Avenger. The best Avenger is
Wanda.
Scarlet Witch.
Oh.
Wanda.
You don't even say her name.
Wanda.
Yeah, there you go.
She is the Scarlet Witch.
That's right.
And she is the strongest Avenger.
Where's she at?
She is the strongest superhero.
Imagine if she would have popped up in here. Whoa. That
would have been scary. Twisting off necks.
Hello, like
Professor Xavier.
Yeah.
That would have made everyone pee in their pants in this show.
That's true.
Because, you know, this was supposed to be a very grounded show. Supposed to be a realist show.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, let me give you the realist version of this show. Bad editing by people behind the scenes.
Not very good computer work.
No, and where is the dialogue in some of these episodes?
There's not enough dialogue for me.
Especially in these last two episodes.
I don't know who wrote or who did what, but I just want to say Nick Fury is famous for his one-liners, his sarcasm.
Well, they were all in one, two, and some of three.
Yeah, and it goes away after that because he has sass. And yes, I do think he's funny. And yes, I also think he can be very serious because he's serious. And he's a leader.
And he also has some dark points here. Like, okay, so he went and he gathered up. Now, if you watched Avengers, you know Nick Fury can sometimes do some sneaking around behind everyone's back.
Yes, he
can. So it turned out he gathered up all the DNA from all the Avengers.
Yes, he did.
Okay, the Endgame and in other battles. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he kept them all. Okay, that's a little sneaky.
Yes.
Okay? And he's been keeping it in his other gravestone.
We love that. I love that.
That was interesting.
I love it.
And then that brings us to episode 6, Home. Don't know why it's called that, because I don't care.
Because at the end,
they go to space. They don't go home.
That's true. But
they don't have a home. Remember, the Skrulls don't have a home.
Here's my question.
That's the whole purpose of the war.
Yeah.
Which isn't really a war.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
If you let me get it out. That's what she said. Is that Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Is he a Skrull?
Well, I don't know. Because why does Nick Fury appear sometimes in this show?
Yeah.
Without his patch on.
Yeah.
And a hat on.
And then without
a patch on and not the hat on.
And then without the trench coat and then with the
trench coat. Trench coat on.
And then without the black on and with the black on. Do you know what I mean? Nick Fury only has one dressing.
Yeah, and then he has a burgundy jacket.
Yeah!
And sometimes the black jacket would be on, and the burgundy jacket would be on.
So the question is...
So here's my realest question for you. Some nincompoop in the editing room chopped this up because I believe at points Nick Fury was a Skrull, and then there was our real Nick Fury.
Yeah, because see, when we start off with Nick Fury, he is our Nick Fury, I think.
Yeah.
And then somewhere in the...
He becomes Chick.
Yeah.
From, you know, Game of Thrones.
Oh, that you I think can't that's rem- who was him?
What was who was Nick Fury in the end?
I was going to say his wife.
Well, maybe.
She could always...
She would know his wardrobe.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
She would know his memories.
When he got his eye patch
or
back
maybe
and
that's
stuff.
A marriage no-no. I don't know.
Yeah, don't turn into
Don't
me.
Turn into your husband.
Don't do that. Yeah, like,
I don't
literally.
Know. Don't. That would be such a combo. So, here's my thing about their marriage.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating.
Right?
It's fascinating.
Like, I gotta know
What are
more.
Your rules?
Oh.
Because don't turn into me.
Yeah.
And pretend to be me to go
but
to the bank account.
That should be,
account,
like, written literally on,
you know,
their fridge.
Like, she just takes his ID, and she just goes to Target, and she just spends all the money.
Why ID? Why are you taking IDs? Your credit card. Just take a credit card. You don't need, because that's not as enjoyable. Yeah. Why don't you say, like, go to the DMV?
She turns into speeding on a on a 35,
oh,
which
and
should
then
be
she's
50,
Nick Fury.
And then she shows his license.
Yeah.
And he's okay because he's an undercover government agent.
Yeah,
S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're calling
right.
them nowadays.
Yeah.
Sword,
that.
Which is never mentioned here. Sword from Falcon Winter Soldier and Wanda.
Yeah,
never mentioned. That world organization that was
never
in Falcon
mentioned.
Winter Soldier, never mentioned. Mm-hmm. This is the most non-coherent in the MCU show.
It would have been so good
I've ever seen.
If Monica just would have shown up.
Okay, and then we have this really weird, which some MCU fans really loved, battle with Gara? What is her name?
Kara.
Tara? I don't know what the girl's name is.
And Kim.
With Ken. Like, they have... There was a better battle in Barbie with the Kens.
You know what I'm really annoyed by? And if I see it mentioned one more freaking time...
Is it the Drax arm?
The Drax arm!
Or the Hulk kick? I'm thinking...
Oh, about the pants!
Yeah.
He's wearing pants, and it's not Hulk's pants.
It's his pants!
It's his pants! He's ripping his pants because he's got Hulk leg.
And let me give you some context here, because you're probably thinking, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it turns out that dude, the bad guy, mm-hmm. Ken, he goes into the Orby light things. Yep. He takes everybody's superhero DNA and, you know, absorbs it.
Absorbs it.
And then it turns out that Nick Fury, we thought, yes. was getting ready to die, was
It's
the daughter.
The daughter.
Of Talon.
Yeah, from Game of Thrones.
And she absorbs it, too.
Yes!
And so they have, like, this... 50,
fight off!
50 different superheroes in one body.
I'm going to beat you off this
beach. I'm going to beat you off this beach.
I can that beat you more.
That was pretty much what it was, except for it wasn't as good. Mm-mm. It was bad CGI and bad editing.
And writing.
Let me tell you.
No dialogue.
Let me tell you right now. Mm-hmm. I could put up with bad, you know, dialogue or bad CGI. I can put up with bad CGI all day.
Well, Marvel, we've always had to put up with.
I mean, I've watched Spy Kids, okay? I know bad CGI.
Oh, yeah, the thumbs.
Yeah, the thumb hands.
The thumb hands.
But this is just poor. It's just poorly done.
Do you ever think about the thumb hands and, like, laugh?
Randomly? Do you ever see people sometimes and think, maybe...
Thumb head.
You think...
Yeah.
You look at the thumb
I know
heads.
One right now. Yeah.
I'm not, right now. I'm thinking, right now.
You know it? Okay. Thumb head.
I'm just telling you right now, I wanted to throw something at the TV watching this sixth episode.
Yeah.
One, this was the shortest episode I've ever watched.
This was poopy.
Why do a show?
You know what really made me angry about this? Do you want to know?
You loved the show.
I really liked the show.
You are going to replace one of your top three shows mm-hmm. with this show.
Yeah.
Well, episode one, you were like sold.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love this show. I was like, okay, I do too, but I'm going to wait a while, because I've really looked forward to Secret Invasion.
Well, so
I was thinking of the Blacklist and, like, Avengers, the first Avengers.
Smooshed
like,
up in
put
one.
Put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
wasn't that at all.
No. I think what made me really angry was I was so excited. One, I was so excited to see Nick Fury back. I cannot tell you how excited I was. And then not only that, was we were going to get the classic Skrulls back, and it was going to be so dominant because they were Skrulls! And they identify as anybody!
Yeah.
Love it.
Love it. Yeah, but that wasn't what we got. We got just a really short episode, finale.
Which you really made me excited for no reason.
What do you mean?
You said it was going to be 2 hours long.
I never said two
hours.
You
did. You were like, it's going to be 2 hours long.
I never said 2 hours long is a movie.
Yeah, I know. And I thought we were going to get a little
bit longer. I just don't know why you would have a show if you're not going to explain everything. There could be a whole episode mm-hmm. on plot holes in each one of these shows. But let me tell you.
True.
The most triggering plot hole for me.
Here we go.
Was episode 6.
Huh.
And where the British operator chick mm-hmm. takes the daughter, the Skrull daughter.
Yes.
Down to, and there's just a whole bunch of bodies, and we're not told how they ended up there. And the Skrulls.
And they're supposed to be Skrull bodies.
Yeah.
But not Skrull. The Skrulls
human,
took their bodies.
Yes. Yeah. The humans that the Skrulls took over.
Yeah. And what's really funny. Is at the end
and you
of the
think
episode.
When she pulls the sheet over, it's going to be someone, oh, you're shocked by. No.
No.
It's just some random white guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That's true. You know what's also
I'm just telling
really
you.
Triggering?
I'm just telling you.
Is on the plantation where all of the, science stuff was happening, where all the Skrulls were.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. You're going to need to help me with that. And
I don't know. It was
the
a
science place? I don't know. It looked weird.
I don't
and
know.
They had all
it was a random basement because this room, this whole episode was edited terribly.
Is that Rhodey is found.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In a hospital gown.
Yeah.
And this is where the big debate of the Marvel fans is was Rhodey found and taken after he comes out from, what was it, Civil War?
Civil War, when he fell from the sky.
Right.
Where Vision hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Has he been a Skrull
since
Civil War?
And then the next debate is, was he or was he taken some point in Endgame?
Okay, so here's, let me break this down for everybody.
I don't like that.
How this is going to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
it's not going to happen that way. No. It's going to happen after Endgame. And chick that's now the super Skrull.
Yeah.
You know, Miss Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. The DNA is going to fade away because it's glitched.
Really?
And she's just going to end up back as a Skrull.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. That end. I fixed it, Kevin. You're welcome.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Because of Kevin...
Fauci. Yeah.
Oh,
well, we never say his name. No, not that one.
Get it? That was a funny political drop. Come on.
I don't even know. I don't know. What I do know is this did not break my top three.
No, it didn't break my top three.
Libby, you were so... Episode one. This is going to be my top three MCU shows. Okay.
Well,
episode two, I think it really is.
I'm so excited.
And then it just...
Because of episode unraveled. Three.
Everything.
I wish I could defend it in some way, but there's so much not good that I wish... The only good things is you have Nick Fury. I love him.
Yeah. You have Nick Fury, and you possibly have another Nick Fury. I don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe there's so multiple. It's so sliced up.
I don't know. And then we also have Nick Fury's wife, who I just want to know more about. Like, what was your marriage like? What went on?
Yeah. And then you have Rhodey, who I really loved. Like, I loved Rhodey.
I love Rhodey.
I was really looking forward to it. And then you just totally ruined it.
And then you ruined it. Because what's really bad...
And he's the Skrull girl.
Rhodey, yeah.
And she's bitter about it. And she's made Rhodey into, like, the worst person ever.
And then what's really annoying is if you watched, Captain America and... Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Civil War.
Not Civil War, but, I'm trying to
think. Infinity War?
No, the Endgame? Captain America series.
Oh, with Falcon. Sam. Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yes!
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Sorry.
Falcon Winter Soldier.
Which I love that show.
Rhodey is seen in this series.
And he's kind of a jerk in it.
Yeah. And what I find annoying is people want to find all these meanings and things like that. Rhodey... Even in that, you can kind of be like, oh, well, I could see where he was. Because he didn't sound like Rhodey when he was talking to Sam.
Let me tell you what the reasoning is behind. Mm-hmm. Why. Yeah. All the whys here.
Yeah.
Bad writing. Very bad. Bad editing.
Also, not enough
bad,
connecting.
Bad.
Not enough connecting.
No.
Like, hey, we're going to write this series.
Out here.
And you're going to write a movie.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's make sure we cohort.
And this show... was supposed to lead in for Marvels.
Yeah, I don't know
where. I have no idea. Where. I can't tell you how this will help you, because it won't at all.
It's not going to help.
Okay? And the next show is Loki.
Yeah.
Season 2.
Yes.
Why Loki gets season 2? I don't know.
I think you're a little bit
wrong. I didn't care for Loki, and I'll get into that later on.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because
I was bitter about that one, too. Yeah,
I get that.
My top three MCU shows have not changed.
Mine haven't.
Number three, Hawkeye for me.
Yeah.
Number two. Falcon Winter Soldier. Yes, that show is excellent. Don't care what you say about it. That's don't care true. If you don't like it. Don't care if you don't like the ending episodes. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Number one for me, WandaVision.
Wow.
And that shouldn't even been shocking.
That shouldn't even shock
That shouldn't
anybody.
Shock nobody. That's the best show ever.
So mine are different, but not like too different from yours. Is my number three is She-Hulk. I love She-Hulk. I've watched it several times, so I really love it even more.
Mm-hmm.
Number two on my list is probably WandaVision, of course, because I really do love that series.
I won't be.
And then number one is, of course, Hawkeye, because I love Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's great.
Which, this is very hard for me, because I love Miss Marvel.
Yes, you do. I was really surprised.
And I love Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I love both of those.
I love Falcon and Winter
Soldier. And I would say if I had a top five, mm-hmm. they're in there. They're like just four and five. Like they're not even that far from them. But if I had to dial it down, I love She-Hulk. I love the comics. And I wish in some point when She-Hulk does come back or whenever.
Who knows?
I want Spider-Woman. I want to see Spider-Woman again.
Yeah.
I want to see her because we did see her. I want to see her in MCU. Yeah. I know she was in Spider-Man Across the Universe. I want to see that Spider-Woman. I don't care. I want to see her.
Yeah.
I don't care what version you bring of her. I want her.
I agree. I like the shows that actually make sense and actually go coherently in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
This did not. I don't know where this goes. And my ending grade for this is an I. Because it was not for Invasion. Because it was incomplete!
Wow. Have you ever given an I?
Well, I'm giving it an I.
Wow.
I.
I don't know what happened.
Have no idea why this made it to the floor.
I don't know. And I think what annoys me is, one, it was amped. Like, we were amped for it.
I was excited.
And then not only that, is you take a fantastic...
I know our dad was very excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
He loves Nick Fury.
Love it.
And I know his silence over it being over is because it wasn't that great.
It wasn't that great. And we got ice cream for it. Green ice cream.
I love an MCU show.
I love it.
It gets me through my week.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
And I think what...
I love all the theories.
Sucks is that you had such a good lineup of characters.
So good. And you had such great actors.
And such a great story plot.
What were you doing with such great actors? I don't understand.
What are you doing? No wonder they're on strike.
Right? I'd strike too.
I'd strike.
If I watched that garbage, I'd be like on strike.
I'm striking right now. I don't even know. You know, we mentioned that now.
Yeah.
And I don't even know anything really much about it because I'm not an actor.
They're just on strike.
They're on strike. Yeah. And we're not supporting because they don't support us.
That's right. Yeah. I'm
not supporting the strike. I don't care anything about that. But you know, the writer's strike? Yeah. Oh, boy.
That seems important.
That's important.
That seems important. But you know, guys, go watch Secret Invasion.
That's right.
You know, if we talked you into it, way to go us.
Way to go us. Yeah. Way to go.
You know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm still excited for Loki season 2.
Yes.
I still think that
and
might
the Marvels.
I'm very excited over the Marvels.
I'm excited to see what they're going to fix.
Yeah.
Just fix it,
please. A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And past what I said in the beginning, I love Captain Marvel the movie.
I love Captain Marvel.
I just knew that plot change, when you're trying to have another bad guy after a big baddie is defeated.
Yeah.
Since Thanos spread all over the MCU phases.
That's true.
When you are kind of lining up the Skrulls as a bad, because you didn't start them off properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I knew it was going to flatline when you went.
It's
forward.
True. And it's such a good series. It's such a good
comic book series.
Like, you have no idea. Like, go read the comics.
Yeah. They'll do much better service to it.
Mm-hmm.
We strongly recommend them.
Yeah.
And you know what we also strongly?
Strongly? Yes, Katie?
Holly Jolly. No. Jolly Wally? What was it? Your favorite Christmas song.
I'm not going back.
Holly Jolly.
No.
That was your favorite Christmas song. Never going to forget it. But we also suggest that if you're on Instagram, you should be following at Libby Farnum.
And at Farnum Metz.
For polls and pictures.
Yes.
And all kinds of things we put up.
You could pick what we talk about next.
That's right. And if you're on Facebook.
You should be in the Facebook Ranting Sisters Facebook group. How many times can I say Facebook?
Facebook. Not a sponsor.
And if you enjoyed this episode, you should share it on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
That's right, guys. Let us know you're listening.
That's right.
Tell us what you think. Maybe you really like Secret Invasion. Maybe you can sway us.
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
Maybe you can defend it. Please defend.
Please defend.
Can Libby, you find some
Libby
reason?
Libby would love for you to defend it.
I want
it.
You to defend it for me.
But you know, we still love Nick Fury.
I love Nick Fury.
And he's going to come back in the Marvels, and I do believe he'll be better.
That's right.
Because I believe there'll be better writing for him.
Yeah, way better. Mm-hmm. Better writing.
And that's what we're living for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Bye!